Like I said, I'm believing God is wanting us to continuously moving in the direction of what is, what I guess you could say, the road to divine healing. And you know, a lot of people go through some little things and they get a little sniffle and the first thing they say, oh, I guess I got the flu. Well, I'm hoping that this message will help you from saying those kind of things. You know, just because you got a headache don't mean that you probably have a tumor in the brain. I've heard people say that before. I guess I have a tumor. You know, no, we walk in divine health. And we got to speak it out of our mouth. We got to be our own cheerleader. We've got to cheer ourselves on. If nobody else wants to cheer us on, we can still cheer what God is doing in our life. Amen. Even though we may be dragging, we may look like, you know, just dragging along. We're going to make it. Well, I don't know what. We're going to make it because, wow, we got the victory. We got the victory in what God, and we're on the road to divine healing. Now, can you imagine coming in here one Sunday and everybody's jumping for joy because there ain't nothing wrong with them? Yeah, that would be a time for praise and worship and jumping and shouting and running and doing whatever, just begin giving God the praise. But we got to be steadfast on what God is telling us. You know, in order to remove some of these obstacles that hinder believers from receiving their divine healing, you know, we're going to examine some more common roadblocks. Remember last week, number one roadblock was God sends sickness upon people. That's a lie from hell. God don't send sickness. And we talked about it in depth. And if you missed it, go to the website and you can catch it on the website. Hallelujah. But today we're going to talk about people say this, my healing may not be God's will. I mean, I've heard that plenty of times, like the one God sends sickness upon people. But when some people pray for healing, they think they should pray, well, if it's thy will. No. Thank you, Lord, I am healed. You know, step out in faith. Step out in what the word tells me. Praise the Lord, I am healed. Even though I still have a sore throat, even though I have a runny nose, even though I have a headache, even though I got this, I know I got that. But praise the Lord, I'm healed. Because the word says I am healed. And if the word says I'm healed, I is. So you see what I'm saying? That I walk in divine health, even though I don't feel like it. Sometimes, you know, you get out and do a little exercise and it catches up. And like the doctor says, or your primary care, they say, well, because of your age, you know, we hear it all the time. I don't know if anybody else has a primary care person that tells you that. Because of your age, well, praise the Lord, I'm at that age. Praise the Lord, because a lot of people I know are not at that age. And, you know, and I'm not going to stop exercising because why? I mean, even if I have to get on a treadmill and walk about 1.1 mile an hour, I'm going to exercise my body some kind of way. I'm going to keep it moving. And, you know, Sunday mornings is really good because I'm moving a lot right now. But you understand what I'm saying, that we need to, it is God's will to heal us. But it's not for us to pray, if it's thy will. What do you think Jesus died on the cross for us for? It was a number of things, but that was one of them, right? You know, that prayer is unnecessary because God has plainly said, told us in his word that it is his will to heal us. It's in his word. And, you know, a sinner wouldn't pray, Lord, please save me. Yeah, no. Because he came to save all, everyone, right? You know, and we have to understand that, you know, that kind of prayer is kind of ridiculous. And you know, and it's because God's word already has declared about our salvation, about our healing. He's already declared those words. He's not going to go back and change it just for you or me. It's in his word. And when he put it down, he means it. I want you to look in 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read all of it, but the last part of it is what I want you to see. And he says, the Lord will not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but in long suffering towards us. Now I want you to look at this part right here. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, he doesn't want anybody to go to hell. God's not going to send you to hell. Guess what? You send yourself. You know, by not being obedient, not by following God, not accepting him, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. You think, because God don't want to send nobody to hell. If he did, he wouldn't have sent Jesus. And then we'd all be on the covered wagon to hell. But we're not, because Jesus came to redeem us. We are the righteousness of Christ when we accept him and give our heart to the Lord. Do we mess up? Yes. But what does he say? That all we've got to do is ask him to forgive us. Because, I mean, this year already, probably it's the 12th of this month. Probably I'd have made 12 mistakes. That's what I said. Me? But, you know, every day it's something you've done and you think about it and you say, boy, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have, you know, whatever. But you understand that what he's saying right here, that not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We need to have a repentant heart. When we mess up, go to the Lord. Go to the Lord and say, you know, Father, please forgive me. You know, just take that away from me. And, you know, set the Holy Spirit at my mouth to keep me from saying things I shouldn't say and keep me from doing things. My mind, you know, guard it. But forgive me. And, you know, are we going to mess up again? Probably. But we not maybe the hope. Hopefully not the same thing. It would probably be something else. Praise the Lord. But, you know, God's word also states, I want you to look in Revelation 22:17. Are you getting anything out of this so far? Yes. Hallelujah. And this is what it says. And we're going to read it all, but I want the last part of it is really where I want to focus. But he said, and the Spirit and the bride said, come, and let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Now, I want you to look at this part right here. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. You know, think about that. Therefore, a sinner doesn't have to pray if it's thy will to get saved. No. It is just ridiculous for a child of God to pray, Lord, heal me if it's thy will. That's ridiculous. Because he's already done it. You say, well, I'm still aching. I'm still hurting. I'm still this. I'm still that. Well, we need to catch up. Catch up and grab a hold to what God has for us. But he himself, he says, what is, you know, matter of fact, look in Matthew 8:17. Let's look at that. Matthew 8:17. We're going to look at the bottom part of this too. But it says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself. Now you look at this one. He himself took our infirmities and bore our what? Sickness. We read that a lot, don't we? I read it when I'm going through stuff, and just a lot of times I use it just as to pray on it, even when I'm feeling good. You know, you got to keep yourself healthy. So I keep using that scripture, and it says he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Wow. And when I read the verse, I understand fully what it really meant. Now, what is it? I can rejoice in it, even though I don't feel like it. But I rejoice in it. But when he's able to emphasize that word, our, now it's in that scripture, right? And I can say he took my infirmities and bore my sickness. He bore my sicknesses. I don't have to keep it in a pen. I don't have to keep it up here in my mind. He bore it. It's got to go. It's not mine. It is his. He took. You ever had somebody take something from you? God took our infirmities, right? And bore our sickness. He took it. So we need to have a mindset of what? That he took our infirmities and bore our sickness. We don't participate in sickness. We don't participate in it. You know, when somebody says, well, I don't feel good. Well, remember, he bore, what did he say? He himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. The sickness don't belong to you. Yeah, I mean, how many? We've all done it probably in the past and hopefully not any time soon, here lately. Oh, my aching back. Oh, my sore neck. Oh, my whatever. My headaches, my fever, no, that ain't mine. Well, you know, you say that because it's the human nature. English tells us it's mine. But what does the scripture say? The scripture says he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. So that ain't mine. You know, it's all his. He took it away from me, which I was happy. And I don't know about you, I've known some people that enjoy having sickness. I mean, I've told you that before, one time before, that somebody came up years ago, and that they come up and wanted to get prayed for. And you know, and I told him, I said, sure, do you believe God can heal you? He said, does that mean I got to go back to work? I said, I thought to myself, I said, he'd probably make more money working than he would be on disability. He said, well, he never did answer me. Do that mean if I get healed, I mean, I got to go back to work? I said, yeah. You sure will. Do you believe that you can be healed? He said, I don't think I want you to pray for me. So that was his sickness. He didn't understand that scripture. He didn't turn that over like God said himself, took our infirmities and bore our sickness. I don't know about you. I've been under the weather and at the place I worked years ago at, that they paid you some type of sickness pay and all that, which amounted to maybe you could buy some dry red beans and boil them than what I was making when I worked there. So I was so glad to get back to work. Just like any time else, we realize, hey, this sickness ain't mine. This don't belong to me. You know, even though I may come in one day leaned over because my back hurts or this or that and the other, I may not really feel good. I may walk around with a Kleenex in my hand. What's that mean? Well, I don't know. Maybe my nose might start running. But you know what? I'm prepared. And I also look at that scripture and said, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. So I don't participate in it, but I do carry my little napkin around. I've seen some people carry, some pastors walk around with a towel. I'm going to be nice about it and just have a little Kleenex. Praise the Lord. But you know, when you look at that verse, he took our infirmities. He bore our sickness. It's not our sickness. So if you signed a deed with the devil, it's my sickness. Get rid of it. Get the lawyer. Who's the lawyer? Jesus. Let him say, whoa, I represent this young man right here, this young lady right here. And you know what? Sickness don't belong to him. It belongs to you. You see what I'm saying? It don't belong. We walk in divine health. And that brings us right down to where, you know, right where I live. Praise the Lord. I walk in divine health. I walk on healthy street. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, the street we live on, Kingston Gardens. We live with a Kingston Garden. Praise the Lord. But you have to understand it. We don't have to bear all of this stuff. We don't bear my sickness anymore. Why? Because he got it. It's his. It's all his. He bore them that I might be what? Free. I don't have to worry about those things. You know, why? Because it's his. Now, you know, the devil's got some little passageways in our mind. Sometimes we listen to what the devil's trying to tell us. He may tell us that, I heard you coughing the other night. So I guess you're coming down with the flu. You know, they say Louisiana's one of the top states right now, showing a lot of flu going around. praise the Lord, but I don't participate. Why is that? Because what does it say? It says, Jesus said, and he bore our sickness. So it's his, not mine. It don't belong to me. And I can fulfill the plan of God in my life. So we have to understand that the promise of divine healing belongs to us now. Not tomorrow. Or it used to. No, it belongs to us right now, for we are subject to sickness in this life, but not in the next. You see what I'm saying? That we have to understand that it's the promise that he took our infirmities and bore our sickness belongs to us today. Each day we can say that it belongs to him. It don't belong, but sickness belongs to him today. And I walk in divine health. What you mean by that? You say that every day? Yeah, I say that every day. Because every day, the devil, he changes his little plans. Because he tries to wiggle himself into the situation to where he can cause me to think I just don't feel good. I don't know. I'm aching all over. What's causing that? I don't know. But it ain't mine. It belongs to him. Because why? He took those from me, and it belongs to him, not me. What's that mean? You just keep saying that you're healed in Jesus' name. The sickness don't belong to you. You walk in divine health. That belongs. Jesus come and took it. So I don't have to bear it. Because, you can remember a long time ago, you'd have a sore throat, something like that, and you'd be kind of laid up for a little while. And all of a sudden, you just kind of, oh, I feel good now. First thing you do, now don't you run outside without no shoes on. But you understand what I'm saying, though, that to do things to cause a sickness that we normally do, just like the other day, you remember when she told me I was outside doing something on the patio, and it was windy and kind of cool, and she told me, don't forget your jacket, because I was fixing to go out there without my jacket. And when she said that, it reminded me of what the scriptures we used last week. I said, I'm going to put my jacket on. That's some protection right there. And I even put the hoodie on. But like I said, I took care of the business I had to take care of, even though I had the hoodie on, and I couldn't hardly work good because of that. But the deal is, I wasn't giving the devil any kind of way to get in to put sickness upon me, because it don't belong to me. It belongs to him. Hallelujah. But that promise of divine healing belongs to us now. So we need to... Just like I thought about it, like when she said that, it was like the Holy Spirit speaking to my spirit, saying, don't forget your jacket. That kind of silly, ain't it? The Holy Spirit would tell you don't forget. Yeah, the Holy Spirit tell you don't forget. Don't forget to get an umbrella. Don't forget, if it's raining, don't forget to get a rain jacket. Don't forget to get your rubber boots. Oh, I don't need no raincoat. I can run out there and run back in right in between the raindrops. But I understand that I got out there and got wet. And what happened? You go into a warm house. We caused it on ourselves. Warm house, and we just got to getting soaked in the rain. And everybody knows the outcome of that. Well, if you walk in divine health, how are you going to do it? Well, that's not God's plan. God didn't plan for me to run outside in the cold. God's plan for us to use common sense. God expects us to follow what his word, don't try God. Oh, God says I walk in divine health, that he took my infirmity. He took my sickness. I'm going to sit, check him out. I'm going to run outside and see. That's a very dangerous place to be in. But that promise, it should energize you. It should make you very happy. That the promise that he took our infirmities and bore our sickness, like I said, belongs to us today. You think about it. If people would go by the word and trust in the word and confess the word out of their mouth, why? Because we're believing what God tells us to believe. You say, what do you mean? You're talking about you nobody would go into the hospital? No, I didn't say that. I just said we would believe the word for those things, that those simple things that cause us to really get nervous about, that causes more sickness on us. Then what happens? We start getting all up in our mind, and the devil says, I got you now. I got them now. I can put them wherever I want to put them, because they don't believe what that scripture says about, you know, about that divine healing and infirmities, and he bore our sickness. They don't believe that. But you see what I'm saying? God is already taking care of all this. And we don't need to pray, if there be thy will for me to be healed. His word has clearly shown his will. Praise the Lord. And even though we may be going through something right now, don't want to give up on what God's word tells us. To understand, you know, and it may be something that's more serious than instant healing in your body. God hears our words and what we say out of our mouth. And you know, we have to confess those things like, praise the Lord, I haven't caught my healing yet, but it's coming. Praise the Lord, I am healed, but my body hadn't caught up with the healing that God says I can have. Look in 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. Praise the Lord. We're going to read this again. It says, he who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Praise the Lord. I mean, there's his word. You believe his word or not? Don't believe it just because you're feeling good right now. Believe it when you're going through those situations in your body. In Hebrews 13:8, let's look at that. Hebrews 13:8, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I've had people tell me, oh, that was for the Old Testament. That was when Jesus was walking on the earth, healing's in their body. Now, no, does it say right there? It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. Even when you're gone, it's still going on what Jesus said in his word. Now, that should comfort you to know that Jesus said this about whose stripes you were healed, by whose stripes were you healed. And then all of a sudden he comes back in Hebrews and tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That gets me excited to know that there's no retirement plan in trusting Jesus. You don't retire from him and say, well, that's it. I'm just a little too old now. Y'all young folks, go on and do what you got to do. No, it's a lifetime. Why? Because Jesus said, what? He said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're on this train. It's not, we just keep on rolling with Jesus. We God's got a lot of plans. He's going to get everything he can out of you before it's time. Because it's probably somebody that you know in your family or your friends or whatever that don't know Jesus that's going to hell. And you're the perfect person to be able to talk to them, because they trust you enough. And they say, let me tell you about Jesus. And they get born again. If that's the only one that God works through, that's what he wants to do. He wants to use you because he has a plan for you. Praise the Lord. But remember, Jesus said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And if he made Ananias, now think about this, Ananias hold in 1 Peter 2:24, he can and will make believers whole today. If he can do it then, he can do it now. And we've heard too many times of people going through something, and you know people in your life that's gone through something that they should have been dead. God rescued them because of God's mercy. Because God knows that he bore their infirmities and took away their sickness. God wants to do that for everybody. But a lot of times, our hearts are hardened to the word of God, to where we just say, I don't believe in that. Open up your heart. Let Jesus in. Let Jesus see your heart and understand that Jesus doesn't want you to walk in unhealthy situation. God wants you to walk in divine health. So the sickness has got to go. Divine health comes in. And you walk in divine health because of God's word. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today?